Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman, and tonight's guest, Brad Nelson, once again has not been answering our phone calls, so I'm going to just open the phone lines and say, you've got something you want to talk about, call on in. We have left a message, and we're hoping that he is going to call in so we can have him on. I'm really surprised that he isn't waiting by the phone, but things happen, and last week his sister had actually broken her ankle, so we're hoping that she's doing much better. So if you have anything you want to talk about, the number is 888-815-9756. The energy this last few days, at least for me, has been kind of intense. A lot of things releasing and really a deep kind of letting go. And for me and a lot of people, it's been a very up and down kind of few days. So the energy right now is one of closing doors and opening things up and understanding that there is really a lot of positive things coming forward. There is a lot of new possibilities. And the one thing that I do want to really stress and make sure you guys really understand it, this is a time of surrendering what you want to create. The new energy that's coming in, instead of really trying to do what you think you're supposed to, it's all about you and what you want to create in your life in service to others. So if you say you want to have $1 million, make sure that you're adding in service for myself and others in that affirmation, so you know that you are giving back. It's not just, okay, let's be as self-centered as we can right now because we've worked really hard up to this point. It's still time of service. It's helping humanity. It's helping the people around you understand. One thing that that Karen Bishop sent out this last week, which was frustrating a lot of people in my mastermind group, is, you know, it's that delay. You know, relax, go take a vacation, and we're ready to go. Come on, let's move along. And it's, the energy literally is kind of just holding still. And a lot of the things I'm reading are really just regroup, make sure this is what you want, understand that the information's coming in. I am getting a lot of people getting downloads and reconnecting to their core, to their heart. I was up in Phoenix last weekend, and I did a lot of readings. And one thing that was very, very common through the whole thing was a lot of people wondering about the relationship with self, with spirit, and with humanity. And what was, you know, they saw that there was things happening in such a way that the life was really changing. Yet they needed that confirmation that it really was going to happen, that this wasn't just a teaser. Right now, there definitely is a little bit of a delay. Everything I'm seeing in all the readings that I've been doing, September is huge for manifestation. August is like checking in with yourself, making sure your ego's in the right place. Everything is really cleaned up, relaxing, taking it easy, because once you move forward, there really is no looking back. The past is gone. We're healing it. We're letting it go and moving forward. The last couple days, another thing that has really been coming up is a shadow. The side of you that you thought you were totally done with, at least for me, it really was coming up in the last couple days to the point it's like, okay, is this really me, or is this something else that's coming in? And I literally knew instinctively to take a sea salt bath. And once I took the sea salt bath, the energy dissipated. So there is a lot of, there was a lot of negative energy around that just needed to be cleaned out. So again, if you have anything you really want to say or talk about, the phone lines are open. The number is 888-815-9756. I do apologize for the guest. Brad Nelson was supposed to be on. He does do emotion code and clearing them. And it's really a phenomenal process that you do yourself. And I'm really hoping that he calls in, we can get this going, because he does some really great stuff. But it's something that he teaches you to do so you can do it yourself. That's the other thing that I'm getting very much from Spirit is give people the tools and let them use it. If they choose not to, it's their choice. There is no forcing somebody to go to the next level. If they choose not to, guess what? That's fine. But that is part of what the delay in the energy really moving forward is. A lot of people are saying, wait, I'm not sure I want to do this. They're not sure of the unknown. They're not sure where they want to go. They're not sure of what they're letting go of and how it's going to affect them. They're afraid of really trusting their self, their true self. And it can be very scary to kind of take that leap. But once you do, you wonder, why did I wait? But at first, it really is one of those things that you just kind of have to hold tight and jump in. It's letting yourself know that you really do trust yourself. Because it isn't really trusting Spirit. Spirit's in you. So if you're not trusting anybody, you're not trusting yourself. You're trusting the goodness within you. You're not trusting your worthiness. And if you are hesitating, check in to see how worthy you really feel. Do a muscle test with a friend, with yourself. If you use a pendulum, make sure it's really clean energy that you're using. Make sure you're asking for 100% pure love and light to come through your pendulum or whatever tool you're using. Because there are a lot of tricksters out there. I'm noticing that as well. They just feel slightly off, and you got to be really sensitive to what's out there. And make sure before you do anything with the pendulum or any tools that you surround yourself with white light and really purify yourself in thought and feeling. And because there's a lot of things I've learned over the years doing readings. And one thing that I really noticed is if you're doing a reading for someone else, they will guide it to you. So you have a common thread. If you're giving them some advice, listen to their advice for yourself. Because it's somehow connected to you. It may be something you've already learned and walked through. It may be something that's upcoming or even something that you're going through right now. You've got to really understand that you are a healer and you're healed to give them tools so you can move them forward. With readings these days, I tend to ask a lot of questions. And it's so whoever's calling in or whoever I'm working with, they get that aha moment, so they really get it. That they're not just feeling like I'm feeding them a line. Because if it doesn't resonate with them, they're not going to get anything out of it. I'm here to help you get to your highest potential in whatever way. And, I mean, that's one thing that I'm definitely changing the way I do readings, but I'm also changing what exactly I'm doing in readings in the sense that I'm really being told by Spirit that I am here to mentor people more than really give them pure readings on relationships or finances or any of the day-to-day. It's more the heart matters meaning their spirituality, their self, to really move them forward, to get people evolving forward and up that ladder. And that's something that I'm very good at. I'm very good at cluing into somebody's energy and understanding what's really going on and how they're playing games with themselves. And a lot of people are playing games with themselves. And it's those little excuses and their little thoughts of, you know, well, this really happened because of this, that, and this, and it really isn't my fault. Anything and everything in your life is your creation. So all those excuses and all those reasons don't mean anything unless you really are saying, I accept the responsibility and acknowledge that I truly am doing X, Y, and Z, and I'm sorry I created this. Spirit, help me figure out the best way to get out of it or change it, and meditate on what's going on. Just don't push it aside. I truly want you to know that you guys are really impressive. The callers that call in, you guys are just such awesome healers yourself. You are right on the ball. Anybody who is listening is at a very high vibration, who is really wanting to move forward. And as Spirit is really wanting me to say, congratulations and thank you for taking the call, for doing the journey, for looking within yourself as deeply as you are, to opening yourself up to a lot of testing by society, by family, by friends, by your clients, and standing your ground and being present for who and what you are, which is a God spark. You truly are a blessing, and there is a reason why you're here. A lot of people are choosing not to, in a way, sign up, and that's why there's a lot of people leaving. They've done what they need to do, and if they want to go, it's really okay that they go. It's just our job really to understand that a lot of people are feeling that this is the right thing to do. It's just leave. Make room for someone else to come down and have the adventure. And it's really interesting how many people have been making that move to just exit. And all I can say is all we can do is send them love and appreciation for them being a part of our journey. And there is a lot of icons, major icons of so many eras that are now moving on. And a lot of them, I was kind of surprised to realize that they were even still living, because they've been quietly passed over, quietly recognized here and there for their accomplishments and for their hard work. And it's really, it's time for them to get a break. And we all are now stepping up to a plate of new beginnings, of a new energy. And we now have a call. We got Michael from Phoenix. Hello, Michael. Yes. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How about you?
I am blessed and highly favored as well. What are you feeling these days? What message do you have for the audience this very day?
What do I have? What message?
Yeah, what are you feeling? What is going on with you right now? Do you have a comment? Do you have a question?
I have a question. I just got involved with a company that's actually helping people save fuel up to about 25, giving them extra 25 to 100 miles on each one of their fill-ups. And I want to know what you feel about that right now. What's your, how you perceive that?
In what way? That they really are going to deliver?
Yes, correct. Is the product really going to deliver what it's saying?
I don't think it's quite as high as you're saying, but it's pretty close.
Okay. What projections do you think are be more appropriate?
I'm getting at least adding 50 to 75, but 100 is, it depends on the car.
Yeah.
Definitely, and how it's set up, because there's some cars that will really do very well with this, so in those cases, it could be closer to 100, but I'm seeing the average car, it's going to be more like 50 to 75. There will be some increase, but it depends, like, on the condition of the car, how old it is, and I'm getting that American-made cars are going to have a harder time with this than foreign cars, and it's just the setup of the engines itself.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
At least there's a lot of positive out of it.
Oh, there's definitely a lot of positive. There's, I think maybe one out of 100 cars isn't really going to see much of a change at all, and that's just because of the individual engine and car and actually driver that's really going to make the difference.
Now, the other quick question is that what do you feel the longevity of me with this company? Where do you see me at, moving with this company?
I really am not seeing a timeline for you, to be quite honest. It's really a personal choice how long you're going to be with this company.
Okay.
There's a lot of positive things, but Spirit's saying truly it is a personal choice. You are creating your own reality.
Okay.
Okay.
So in other words, I'm basically creating my own destiny. Is that what you're saying?
At this time, the energy, that's basically what everybody's heading out to do. If you're in service for others, you can pretty much create what you would like. But you need to be patient for the divine to bring it to you. It is a lot quicker than it used to be, but there is somewhat, at least at this point, there is a little bit of a delay, but not that much. Things are really turning around. You are fully responsible through your thoughts and your actions what comes into your life. So if you feel like this company isn't worth your time, then you won't. If you feel there's something very positive that is really going to help a lot of people, then you will be with this company for a while.
So it's basically what you're saying. And I agree with you 100%, saying that, we create our own destiny.
Right.
Because if you create your own well-being and you think positive, you stay positive, positive things happen.
Right.
If you think negative things happen.
Doubts are what really causes any problems.
Exactly. And then the other quick question I have for you is, where do you see me as far as my financial future?
Again, I'm really getting, it's whatever you create.
How about my own personal, meeting somebody in a relationship? I've been by myself for a while. I'm raising 2 daughters by myself. I've been doing that for about 10 years, 11 years. Do you see me meeting anybody, dating somebody?
I see there's an opportunity for you in October, November to meet someone. It's in a social event. But I'm also seeing that just some of the social marketing, the social network places, is a place for you to meet some people, some women. So if you like on Facebook or Twitter or any of those, you will find some possibilities for you.
Now, my biggest problem is I seem to find people that are way out of state.
Well, you can make it so you only get who's in your area, in your settings.
Sounds positive. Sounds good.
It is. It's very good.
It's awesome.
Yes,
life
it is.
Life is great. God is beautiful, so.
Life is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else?
No, that's about it, really.
Okay.
I think that's
about it. I thank you for listening, and I thank you for calling in.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. As I said, right now, it is a very good time to really have positive thoughts. Even though you might be having a lot of things going on around you that you're wondering, how can you stay positive? Do your best. Understand that it doesn't have to affect you. The economy doesn't have to affect you. And if it is, it's by your own design. Something in your thoughts, something around you is causing this situation to be present within you. You are creating this situation. Even if you just have somebody that's calling you and saying, you know, money really sucks and I'm not getting anything I want, somewhere around within you, you are attracting these thoughts. So if you want to cancel it out, don't hang up on the person on the phone if they're on the phone, or walk away. Just quietly in your mind, try and heal it within you. Forgive this, you know, forgive yourself for creating this situation. Forgive this person for having such a negative output. But bless them and send them love. Love is the ultimate healing. If you just, in your mind, keep saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, it's going to clear that energy and more positive things will happen for you and around you. So I really just bless and love everybody around you. We have Betsy in Tucson. Hello, Betsy in Tucson. How are you today?
Hey, Jen, I'm fine. I just was wondering when the next eclipse is.
Oh, thank you for asking. That is actually August 6th. And as the last ones were really based in the Capricorn and the Cancer, and a lot of Cancer, this one actually is in Leo and Aquarius, which are the same as the North Nodes. So there is going to be a lot of shifting and a lot of, in a way, cementing of the positive thoughts and aspirations and dreams that you are putting out there. So positive thoughts of exactly what you're creating or wanting to create. It's really right now, till August 6th, you have a good window of opportunity to really clarify it and hold firm and be consistent with it. And very specific what exactly you want to come in.
Give me an example of how specific.
Okay. For example, let's say you wanted to manifest a job. You need to say, or even if you wanted to start your own business, you need to be very clear on describing what kind of clients you want. Like, you want them to be, it's like figuring out your demographics of who your clients
okay.
are. It's also what you want the clients to come to you about, what the range of services you're going to have. Just very, you know, the clients will always pay within, they will prepay and they will pay within 2 days of our setting it up. Or something like that. I mean, you can be that specific. Even
okay.
on if you want to manifest a house, put exactly in paper what you want the house to look like. If you find it a picture of a house that you really like, cut it out, look at it, and say, yes, you're mine. I am very, almost half-jokingly, though if I got it, I'd be really thrilled, a 1955 red T-Bird with a 350 engine that's updated that I always get at least, you know, 25 to 35 miles per gallon. So it's an updated engine, but it is the original 1955, and I do want it in red with white interior. I think that would be a fun car to have. So I actually bought a model of a 55 T-Bird.
Do you need to be specific on when you want it to happen, or do you just put down the specifics as to what you're wanting?
Time frame, you got to let the divine tell you exactly that. That's almost like anything that you would ask, answer the question, how?
Okay.
Don't put it down. That's up to the divine. Plus, you might say you want it, you know, 3 months from now, and they can give you it tomorrow. They can, you know, get the funding that you want so you can start your business tomorrow. So it's best time-wise just to leave it open and just as soon as possible, or not even that. I would say now, unless it's something you really don't want till later on.
Okay.
Now, you know, affirmations, you know, are very positive. For example, I give thanks for the millions which are mine by divine right that now pour in and pile up under grace in perfect ways in service of for myself and others. If you want a lot of money to come in, for an example. The other thing that, you know, there is no loss. So if you say a specific thing and they give you something slightly different, the divine is always going to give you your highest good. But if you, for example, don't give them specifically, for example, which I know you know this, several years ago I said, I want to pay off my car. I did not tell the divine that I wanted to keep the car. So I totaled my car. It got paid off, but I was out of the car. But they did fulfill what I asked for, which was paying off the car.
Okay.
So the current car I have that I did pay off, I did say, I'm paying off my car and I am enjoying riding in it for several years to come. Now, my car has been paid off for, 4 years, 3 years, and I'm still driving it and it's in great shape. So I got exactly what I asked for. If you're someone out there that wants a mortgage paid off, understand you have to say, don't say I want to pay off the mortgage because that could be not a good thing. You need to make sure I own the note on this property and say the address of the property. That way you definitely know what you're getting. You know, if you want a house to sell, you know, bring in the right person at the right time for the right price for this property now. And that really goes for anything you're selling. And just keep saying it and releasing it. And if there's anything that you're holding on to, like any expectations of your business per se, you need to cut all the cords, meaning all attachments to it in a certain form. You want to do a guideline and a very specific guideline, but you need to detach from it so Spirit can bring you in the very best for your highest good. So if you want a specific income to come in, give a range. You want to have enough to pay your bills plus a comfortable living is the best way to do that. That way, you know, you may really need just $3,000 to pay all your bills, per se, but they can make it so you get $5,000 or $6,000 coming in. So you don't want to say, I make this much each month, and just leave it at that, because they will limit you to just make that much money. If you say, I make $3,000 every month, then guess what? You're only going to make $3,000 a month. You're going to pay your bills, and that's it. So you want to say, and I live in a comfortable living. I make enough for all my bills to be paid, plus I live very comfortable living. Is this answering your question or confusing you?
Yeah, it is. I'm just trying to think of how I would put it. Now, this should be written?
It should be written and read aloud.
The affirmation.
Yeah. And read the affirmation and think of the affirmation. Yeah. For example, if you're, like, looking for work, good affirmation for people is, I have a wonderful job in wonderful way. I give wonderful service for wonderful pay. Because you're serving someone and you're getting paid for it. That way you've got money coming in and you're not just doing the service. You're not just doing a wonderful job in wonderful ways. You're actually getting paid for doing such a wonderful job.
Okay.
So the affirmation for that is, I have a wonderful, for example, for you, since I know that you want a business, I have a wonderful business in a wonderful way. I give wonderful service for wonderful pay.
And then on top of that, say that it will provide me with the money to pay my bills.
Well, since you're saying wonderful,
provide me a comfortable life, or just the wonderful pay covers that.
I'm kind of getting the feeling that the wonderful pay is going to be more than enough.
Okay.
I would almost do it in a separate affirmation, saying, you know, all my bills are paid and I live in a wonderful, comfortable living, you know, lifestyle. All my bills,
okay.
I live in a comfortable lifestyle with all my bills placed plus more. I'm stress-filled, you know, free because all my bills are paid and I have an ever-growing bank account. And then act like you've got it, you know. Treat people to lunch. Do certain things like that. You know, act and feel like if you, for example, if you're looking for a house, buy a new rug or a piece of furniture for your new home.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any place where you've written or you have recorded any affirmations?
I just recorded some affirmations for Prosperity, actually. It's not available on my website yet, but if anybody's interested, just give me an email through my website of angelsintuition.com, and I'll let you know how to get it.
Okay.
I just haven't gotten it on my website quite yet. Thank you, Betsy.
Thank you very much.
Well,
and I will talk to you later.
Thanks for calling.
Sure thing. Bye.
Bye. And we got Joan in Las Vegas. How you doing, Joan?
Good. How are you doing, Jennifer?
Just fine. So what's happening?
Well, I work for a casino, and our casinos are going through major changes with this economy. And some of the corporations are taking advantage of it by overworking workers when
mm-hmm.
they still have a lot of people coming, but they're overworking the people that work in a casino, something fierce. And we are having to put in grievances and everything else to our unions to help us. And I'm wondering what I can do to help it along to where we get things going in the right direction, where these corporations stop beating us up.
Well, first of all, don't think they're beating you up. Because remember, you are creating the situation. So if you create a more positive things like, you know, I work my normal hours for great pay, and the corporations are supporting us, and each person that works in the casino, things might shift. But you got to stop being negative about the corporations.
Well, it's kind of hard for us not to feel that way when we go to work and we're working for three people and we feel physically beat up.
Well, I understand that. But literally, I would suggest everybody that you're working with, in their mind, just say the Ho'oponopono, which is, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. Things will shift. Just keep saying that over and over. I'm sorry this situation exists. Please forgive me for creating this energy. Thank you so much for creating a more positive outcome for all concerned.
Well, that's a whole lot of people that have created this. Not just,
yeah, and it
not
is.
Even. A whole lot of people have created, not just one casino either, just I hear this from people from different other places. I'm wondering why we have created this. Do you have any ideas about that?
Well, I think a lot of it is right now people want change, and it's a lot of change is coming, and they want it to come quicker than it's really happening. There's just a lot of frustration. So it's just all the energy is kind of building up to a head, and it's going to bust. It's going to pop. They keep showing me a balloon in it. You know, it's going to pop.
It has to. Something's got to happen.
But truly, I would get as many people around you to just, even if you just say, I love you, and just keep saying, I love you, in your mind, and think about the situation, it would resolve so much faster. Love would heal the situation and bring it to a head quicker and more peaceful.
I agree with you. You know, it's just, if I just do it by myself, it's not enough, you know.
No, you need to get as many people that work with you and the other casinos, even, you know, have a, you know, a group, even at the unions. Talk to unions and see if they can send something out. It might be kind of wacky and weird, but you never know.
That's true, because we get back what you put out.
Yeah, and, you know, the energy out is the energy you're getting back. If you think you're going to get beat up, guess what? You can continue to get beat up. If you send out, I love you, and really feel that you are sorry this situation happened, and you are, then please forgive me for thinking the way I'm thinking, and thank you for creating, you know, creating a better situation for everybody concerned.
So when people around me are feeling hopeless and they say they've given up hope, what do I say to them to change, turn it around?
Ask them what their passion is and have them focus on their passion. Even if it's seeing somebody smile, even if it's laughing, even if it's a TV show, anything that makes them feel good, suggest they focus on that and not the outside situation.
Interesting. I've been kind of doing that myself. I've been dubbing and some acting and that. And I wondered if you saw anything for me coming up with that.
I see more coming up next year, not quite this year. You're preparing for something for next year.
So keep on going to those auditions, in other words.
Yeah. You're making some connections and meeting some people who are going to remember you.
That's what I want.
So and it's not just necessarily the people that you're auditioning for. It's people you're auditioning with.
Wow.
Okay. You're making an impression to a lot of people, and just keep that in mind.
So just keep on with that bright light energy and something good's coming my way. I've been working really hard on it, you know, just practicing a lot and I'm just putting myself out there. I don't, you know, expect somebody to immediately put me to work. I just know that I have to get more refined in my auditioning too and to make an impression.
It's a craft that really needs honed for anybody who's doing it. and you're doing well. Just keep going.
Well, I certainly appreciate your input, especially about the job situation, because I'm trying to do two things simultaneously. And
right.
Sometimes I feel like I'm being drained from my job, taken away from my other, and I don't like that. But I think I'll try that love energy thing for me.
It's amazing how it will shift things. It really is. And if you have, you know, if you can go on the internet and look up Ho'oponopono,
how do you spell that?
H-O apostrophe O-P N, excuse me, H-O apostrophe O-P-O-N-O, P-O-N-O.
P-N-O?
Yes.
Okay, that's wild. What does that mean?
It's just a Hawaiian healing.
So it's H-O-O-P-O-N-O-P-N-O?
Yes. Ho'oponopono.
Okay.
And even if you get it slightly off, they'll say, do you mean, and just say yes, if it looks right. So there really is a lot of power in that. And I know on YouTube, they have some great videos to show you and explain exactly how it works.
How wonderful. I can turn some people onto that too, can I?
Yes, most definitely.
Well, I really appreciate it, Jennifer. I listen to you every week. I think you're wonderful, and you're putting
Thank
out
you.
Some real good energy.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you listening. Many blessings.
Many blessings to you. Namaste.
Namaste. We now have Pat in CT, which is probably Connecticut. Pat?
Hi.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call. This is the first time I've been on your show. I'm usually asleep by now. Do you want specific questions, or do you just give general?
Well, mm-hmm. If you're asking about, more specific, the better.
I'm sorry?
The more specific, let me put it this way. A specific question will get you a specific answer. You ask
okay.
a general question, you'll get it. If you want a general answer, then ask me a general question.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Living situation, I may have some choices coming up. One would be assisted living. Another one would be living with a woman, which would be more of taking a chance, although it seems like she's bringing a lot to me and maybe opening up my world, and I'm thinking changes that are really going to expand my mind, but sometimes I think maybe I'm just riding her wave.
I'm honestly getting assisting listing would be a better. Keep her as a friend and explore it as a friendship, but I'm not getting that moving in with her would be the right thing to do.
And can you tell me why?
I think that this person would drain you more than you realize.
Bring me more than I realize?
Drain you.
Oh, blame me.
Not blame you, drain. D-R-I-A-I-N, drain. She's going to pull energy from you, not necessarily
oh.
give it. She's using a mask to get you in there for your energy.
She's using a mask?
Yeah, she's using, she's kind of manipulative, is the energy I'm getting. She's good. She has good energy, yet there's other motives around her that aren't that pure. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, this is interesting because no one would ever, ever, ever say that about her. It's almost like she has a calling. People love her so much. And occasionally, like today, it just hit me that something was wrong. And I was feeling a lot of anger within myself, and I thought, you know, what's going on? So I'd love to hear a little more about it, because I think that's what my intuition is telling me.
Basically what I'm getting is she does give off light, she does have information, but like I said, there's just an undercurrent that is really sucking from people that they don't even realize.
And I'm a person that likes to analyze everything. Can you tell me why she's doing this?
I think of a lot of it is subconscious. She doesn't even realize she's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, let's put it this way. She's putting out a lot of energy because she likes a lot of attention.
Yeah, well, she gets that.
Which is, she gets a lot of energy from that.
Okay.
She's not really very balanced, completely balanced.
Mm-hmm.
And she balances herself off the people around her.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you see this assisted living situation coming up for me?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and I tend to feel a little depressed about it. Is that my own limited thinking and sort of shame?
I don't think it's necessarily shame. I do get a sadness and I feel almost a loss of freedom.
Yes.
More than shame, just a loss of freedom.
But
it's going to ease your minds in so many ways.
Okay. One more quick question. I've been trying to create a dance maybe to help women in recovery homes or female soldiers just to help them express themselves. Do you think that will be successful? I'm very scared about it.
Oh, then it definitely is going to be successful. You got to get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, okay.
Go for it. That's when you grow.
Yes. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. Yeah,
good,
bye-bye.
Sweet dreams to you. Thank you for staying up.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now we have another night owl. Cindy from Georgia, are you still on the line?
I'm still here.
Hello, Cindy. How are you? And you are a night owl, so what can I do for you tonight?
Yeah. Oh, I just wanted to call in and say that I've been through just a mountain of changes in the last few days. And I was really looking forward to hearing Brad tonight, but I'm sorry that we missed him and he's not on. But the Ho'oponopono is wonderful. It works.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a very pessimist person, and I've turned into quite the optimist and over working with myself and working with the number one life coach in the world to me, which is you. Over the years, we've known each other for quite some time, and I just can't say enough good about your teaching and about the wisdom that you have about these things. So I just wanted to call in and share that.
Well, thank you very much. And you have had your trapped emotions released.
Yes, I have.
And you felt a lot more energy the next day?
Oh, yeah. I had so much energy, I just about cleaned my whole house up. And if anybody knows me, they know that that's not the normal for me.
Right. Well,
I've always tried to put things off, but it hasn't been that hasn't been the case. So.
Well, I just want to say, if anybody wants to find out information about Brad Nelson, he does have a website, drbradnelson.com. It may be Dr. just Dr. BradleyNelson.com. Also, theemotioncode.com is another place to check out his work. At least go read it. He has a free booklet that you can download, and it has tons of information that is going on. So I do thank you, Cindy, for calling. It's always a blessing to talk to you.
Thank you very much, and I enjoy your show. Keep up.
Thank
the good
you.
Work. All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Christina is on line one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that a good line to call in on?
That's fine. We've got 3 minutes left, so you've got 2 minutes.
Well, I wanted to share with you that Michael Garcia called me, and after he talked to you, he had a phone call from a gentleman that offered him a management position at AutoZone in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
now he's in a twix because it wouldn't allow him the flexibility to pursue his ambition of building his MLM company.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, well, Jennifer needs to hear about this because that's how it works. And he's confused. He's actually a friend of yours on Facebook. I wanted you
okay.
to know that.
If he's listening, basically sit down, and if you truly want your MLM more than a steady income, then you're going to have to make that choice. That or else you talk to the people at the job and say, is there any way I can do this for only a certain amount of hours? See if they'll work with you. But before he goes in, let Spirit know you want a certain amount of hours and you want it to work it out for the highest good of all. And just see and be open to what happens.
Okay.
Okay.
So he needs to be very specific
right.
in his prayer and meditation.
Right.
And what hours he's willing to commit to.
Right.
And that it be for the higher good for
yes.
all. And being
everybody.
A single dad, he does need that flexibility.
Right.
So, okay, great. And the emotion code, don't you do that?
I read the book, but to be quite honest, I haven't really studied it as much as Brad Nelson or a friend of mine, Patricia Smith, who was on a couple weeks ago. You can get to her website through bbsradio.com/abstractillusion. She does it. She studied it. She's been using it and having marvelous results. And she's very focused on doing it. She bought specific magnets to make sure it works to the highest good of all. So I would recommend you contact her if you're interested in having
magnets.
It done.
There's magnets involved.
Yes.
Okay. Sort of on the meridian points?
Actually, it's just over your head.
Oh.
You put it to the back of your neck, and you go forward. There's a chart to figure out exactly what you need to do. So, like I said, if you're interested, download the ebook or read the ebook, and you can most likely figure it out how to do it. There is a chart, though. If you buy the book, the chart's in there. It explains exactly how it all works, how it's going to affect you. It's very quick, but he truly wants people to be able to do this themselves.
And if I go on your website, Jennifer, can I order your CDs there?
When I get them on there, yes. I haven't put them on there yet.
Otherwise, just send you an email saying you
yes.
would like a CD?
Yes, and I will get that to you.
What, Jennifer at JenniferHillman.com?
Jen@JenniferHillman.com.
And then just
or they can go
to
my website, angelsintuition.com, and just send me an email through there.
Okay.
Okay.
I listened to the healing CD today. I had my first opportunity of nobody here, and it was wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah. So is my 3 minutes up?
Yes, it is. Actually,
right.
I had two, but we're over anyway, and that's
all right.
Fine.
Well, thank you, and bye-bye,
thank
everybody.
You. Bye-bye. This is Jennifer Hillman. I don't remember who's on next week. I think I'm back on. If you have a suggestion for a topic you want me to cover, send me an email. But for now, I thank you each for listening. Your many blessings to me, and I am very grateful. With that, I deeply hope with each breath of air you gain new insights and information. Until next time, many blessings and good night.